Pasuk Daber Ben Yisrael V'yichlu Li Truma Me'ez Kolesh Asher Yevenu Es Livay Tichlu Es Trumasi Es Trumasi. So there's a famous var. He uses the lashon of v'yichlu li truma. You should take from me truma. Pashas had just said v'yitnu. They should give from me truma. So
remind me when my dad is on the opposite.
So the Torah says Chazal are teaching us from Farshim say that you can't give. You're not giving. You don't give a Kadosh Baruch Hu anything really. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your present. You're not giving a kosher anything, you're taking. What are you taking? So two different ways to understand that they're both true. First of all, you're taking is your zuchas. It's your zuchas to be able to give shuma. It's your zuchas. When a person gives staka, it's his zuchas. A person shouldn't feel when he gives staka, oh, I'm parting with his money. You know, it's what am I getting? You know, it's so difficult. Now I won't be able to buy myself a new suit. Whatever it is, it's totally your taking. It's totally your zuchas. Gemara says about Basra that. Oh, wow. Gemara says about Basra that. Turnus repus the Rasha as Rekiva. And the Lokechem of Anim, if Hashem loves Anim, Neimanim of Fars, Farnasim, why doesn't Hashem support them? If Hashem loves Anim, so why doesn't Hashem take care of them? Amalei, so, it would be so bad if they were Anim. Amalei, Kineshanitzel, Anu, Bahem, Medina, Shagana. In order that we should be saved from Gehenna. HaKadosh Baruch, the reason why they're Anim in the world, Rabbi Akiva said, is that we should be spared from Gehenna. When an Ani comes to us, collecting money, instead of feeling, why is he bothering me, and it's annoying, it's the opposite. The Ani is doing you the biggest favor. The person should have hargasha that when he gives tzedaka, that this Ani is being mezakeh him in the midst of tzedaka. He's giving you the biggest. You're getting 100 times more than the Ani. You're getting much more than the Ani. You're getting the mitzvah of tzedaka. You're zaycha to use the money for tzedaka. You know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Ani to get money, he'll get money from someone else. It's the same thing with supporting Torah. First he gives money to support Torah. First he has to realize it's his luchos that he's able to give money. It says later on, I told this over to David and to Daniel. It says later on, it says by the Aron. It says there's a lav that you can't remove the Baden from the Aron. Because you can't remove the Baden from the Aron, it's a lav. Shiloh is why the Torah asks moving the Baden from the Aron. If you're not moving the Aron, the Baden helps to transport the Aron, right? So if the Baden with the poles. So if you're not moving the Aron, so why do you have to leave the Baden on the whole time? And the Pshat is because the Baden represent the supporters of Torah. And the Gemara says in Farsha Gemara, the Gemara says in Saita on Lamed Hey that when the Aaron was coming back from the Plishtim, so it was by the house of Uzzah, and the Aaron started to slip off the wagon, and Uzzah stuck out his hand to try to catch it, and Uzzah was punished severely. I think he was punished. Why? Because the Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara says, the Aaron could carry its carriers, certainly could carry itself. When they went across the Yarden, from Yeshua, those were the Navi's here. When they crossed the Yarden, no one in the Yeshiva, back from Yeshua. So what happened was all the Klai Yisrael crossed the Yarden, and the Kohanim and the Aron were left on the other side. They didn't cross yet, and the river which had split came back. And now, how are they going to get across? So the Aron, the first airplane, the Aron carried them, flew in the air with the Kohanim on top or whatever, hanging on to the Aron. So the Aron doesn't need anyone to carry it. The Aron doesn't need, The support is, Torah doesn't need to be supported by other people. Torah could support itself. So it's not the pshat that the badim are there to support the aron. It's mamash pumfaker. It's the badim that are zeichet to be what they are because the aron is there. The badim, the supporters of Torah, are zeichet to be the badim because there's an aron. The aron doesn't need the badim ki uzeh. If you chas v'shalom remove the badim, then you're chas v'shalom saying, oh, we're not moving the aron now, we don't need the badim. Of course, we never need the badim. It's the badim need the aron. You can't remove the badim from the aron because if you take away the badim from the aron, the badim are garnished, the badim are not. A person's money is nothing if he doesn't use it to give tzedakah, if he doesn't use it to support Torah, if he doesn't do it for chesed. It's our gosh that we have to feel when we give money. That it's not, you know, that we're being zeichet to give away money that Hashem gave us. That's the pshat. I think the end of the pasuk it says, "Davar b'nei savichu li truma," and the end of the pasuk says, "Me'ez kolish asher yedvenu libo tichu as trumasi." So it switches. The beginning of the pasuk says, "Viyichu li truma," and then the pasuk says, "Tichu as trumasi, my truma." Because the teretz is when a person is a person that's yedvenu libo, that his heart wants to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realizes that it's not his money, he realizes that it's a schus to be able to give it to tzedakah, it's true masi. That person, a person that's Yidven Alibo, he realizes it's true masi, he realizes it's all mine. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Liyah Kesav Azav, all money belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're lucky, we get to have some to use it for tzedakah. There's another aspect of Lekicha, and this is very important. Kliyakar says that you're also, when a person gives tzedakah, he gets paid back more than he gives. A person gets paid back more than he gives. A person gets back more than he gives. We've spoken about this many times. It says in Chazal, Aser, give ma'aser, b'shvil shetis asher, in order that you should become rich. It says in order that you should become rich. We have to be very careful in our giving of ma'aser. When a person gives ma'aser, so again, a person gives ma'aser, you should feel I'm zaycha to give tzedakah. What better thing could I use with my money? Now, I wanted to read to you from Shai's notes, you know, from Rabbi Kalish. So he says, in life, people are always saying, whoa, what a Pesach just flew by. People are always wondering how to free something. When a guy has a burger, he doesn't have it when he eats it. It's gone forever. The way to be able to be kind of forever is to give it to your friend. Our Olam Haba is based on all the things that we freeze. The moment you give something away, you have it and you're kind of forever. For a person, by doing ma'aser tovim and doing chesed, it becomes stored for you forever. If you use money for tzedakah to support yeshivas, now you have it forever. If you want to know how to free something, use it right. When a person gives away tzedakah, chaker, now we just locked away an investment, chesed. Locked an investment of Olam Haba for himself. When you keep it for yourself, and you spend it on yourself, you waste it. People feel the opposite. When they give away money, I'm losing, I'm giving away something. When I give away my potato chips, when I give away my snack, I'm losing it. It's the opposite. When you're giving a snack away, when you're giving away your candy, when you give away your money, so pretend you're putting in a piggy bank, pretend you're putting in a treasure, and it's turning into gold. It's turning into gold. You just put your money in the greatest stock, and it turned into gold. You're getting the most out of it. You know, Mesil Susharim says that anytime you do someone, give anyone a good feeling, that's included in chesed. You give someone a potato chip, you give someone a candy, that's also chesed. Let's go back to Kliyaka. The other ideas you're taking, besides you're taking the Olam Haba, the other thing you're taking is an Olam Haza, you'll get more money back than you give. People feel to give ma'aser, I'm sacrificing, I'm giving away a tenth of their money. They're losing, they're not listening to the Torah. The Torah says something that every person has to think about. Aser b'shvil shetisasher. When you give away ma'aser, you're giving it in order to become rich. You should give it. The Chazal don't say, I pointed this out before. Chazal don't say give it and don't worry, you'll become rich. It says aser b'shvil. Shlo l'shma, no. Asir b'shvil, give it in order that you should become rich. Trust me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want you to give it in order that you should become rich. I want you to trust me, go ahead. See, even after Chazal, Hashem said it, people don't give so easily.
So why the Gedarm?
The Gedarm not to give more than a fifth. You have to give more than a fifth because no, it's a good question. Why don't you give more than a fifth? The Gemara says you should give more than a fifth because you won't have any money left. So it's a good kasha. How come you won't have any money left and Hashem will give you back? It's a good kasha. But the Chazal do say not to give more than a fifth of your money. So when you give money, a person says b'tachin, trust in Hashem that Hashem will pay it back. By the way, so many times in life a person has a choice of doing a business deal and he's afraid, you know, if I'm not a little bit dishonest, I'm not gonna be able to do the business deal, I'm gonna lose out the money, or if I tell them the truth, they won't buy my stuff. And when a person trusts Hashem in everything, you will not lose any money from it. You will just have bracha. A person has to always remember that money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're playing with Hashem's money, and if you don't deal with it properly, Hashem could take it away, zam, bing, bang. A person thinks, oh, if I don't do the business, if I don't cheat in business, if I don't do this little cheating, then I won't make money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you your money. You might make money now in cheating, Hashem might take it away from you, chas v'shalom. Whatever it is, it's not worth all the money in the world to cheat anyways. It's just money. You know, by Dovim, as an amazing thing, I realized that Dovim ben Hasina, Gemara Kedushin says that they came to him. Everyone knows the story of Gemara Kedushin. Gemara Kedushin says in Ramal that they came to Dovim ben Hasina for the key because he had one of the jewels for the ephod, the choshen, and his father was sleeping, and the key was under his feet or under his head, so he didn't wake him up, right? So I always thought, wow, it's great. He gave up all that, and they offered him a tremendous amount of money. And he said, no, I can't sell it to you because I can't wake up my father. And later on it says he was zeicher to have a paraduma. He was zeicher to get all the money back. But I just thought, I thought it was an interesting thing in the Gemara that I thought, wow, it's amazing. It is amazing that he gave up all that money not to wake up his father. But I was thinking he could have said to himself, I should give it to, I can give all the money to Tzedakah. Look, all the thousands of dollars the Chum are going to give me, I can do mitzvahs with it. I can help out the old people in the nursing home. Yeah. There's no heter to do anything wrong. This is a big chiddush, this is true. There's no heter to do anything wrong. I don't care how much money you give the stalker from the money you cheated with. There's no heter. It's worth all the money in the world. You'll get more olam haba. You'll get more olam haba for doing what's right than for all the money you give the stalker with the money that you cheated with. Or the money you were dishonest with. That's no heter. Dovim ben Hasina was amazing. He understood that. You don't do what's wrong. That's it. It's no cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the money. Hashem will give you what you need. I want to tell you something. It's a big chiddush here. I'll tell it to you. I don't know, you know, whoever's ready to do it, now you guys are not playing with so much money probably, but it says like this. Now it's probably easier to start. I'm not going to tell you. I don't do it myself. I don't do it myself. That doesn't really mean anything, but I don't want to fool you. But something that maybe one day I could say to do. He says, there's a sefer, Igeres al Bitachon, Igeres al Bitachon. So he brings down as follows. Kein v'inyun nesinas ma'aser b'chaymish. So is in giving a tenth and a fifth. Shereikasa b'aruch haschaim, ayus kufkov gimel, Rabbeinu Chaim mivalajim. Rabbeinu Chaim mivalajim wrote the sefer. Amar b'shem rabo agra. Rabbeinu Chaim mivalajim said in his name of the Rebbe is the agra. Shekol ha'shaymer ma'aser, anyone who keeps ma'aser, muftach his promise b'kach, shelo liyava l'day hezek klal. A person who gives ma'aser his promise not to come into any hezek. Assuming it means he won't lose any money from giving ma'aser, he'll just gain. No hezek whatsoever. V'hashomer chaimish. Listen to this one. Listen to this kavalik thing. Someone who keeps a fifth, someone who gives a fifth of all his money away, muftach his promise he's asher will become rich. The Yushish Bazem Midas HaBetachon. And then he'll be enrooted in him the Midas HaBetachon. There's no way a person could give away a fifth of his money and not see and not become a Baal Betachon. Because a person gives a fifth and just trusts the Gra, pretty big person to trust. A person gives a fifth, there's no way he's not going to acquire Betachon because he's got to see Nisim of Flaws. You know what a fifth is? A person makes $10,000, gives away $2,000. A fifth? a mishtamshe b'teirim, and it's that was the end of the gra. But then he says on the bottom, he says, and I don't have to say that it's people that use heterim and pot themselves from giving off a tenth or a fifth, then these people show that they don't have any betachin in Hashem. So a person has to give the ma'aser also. You should know, I always think to myself, anytime I have a car problem, imagine if I would have just given more money to tzedakah, then instead of giving $500 to John, you know, to Johnny and Johnny and Donald, all the ganavim, I would have been able to give $500 to tzedakah. There's so many ways for Hashem to give you money and take away money. The person has to trust Hashem. I have this many times. You know, a person's married and he wants to do a business deal and his wife doesn't want him to do it, so he can make a fight with his wife. No, I want to do the deal, it's not so risky, and make a fight with his wife and cause Shalom Bayis problems. It's impossible. I'm giving up hundreds of thousands of dollars. Shalom Bayis, I give it to tzedakah. No. Do what's right. Machlokes is aser. Causing someone else pain is aser. HaKadosh Baruch can give you money in other ways. There's no limitations to HaKadosh Baruch's way. I don't care if you see your friend didn't make $1 million. Your friend might lose all his money, but it doesn't make a difference. Because if you do what's right, Hashem will take care of you. Trust me. Trust me. Trust Hashem. Hashem will take care of you. You have to trust Hashem. Okay. Speak about one other Indian. Speak about Tyra. Alright? The first keli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're commanded to make, right, is Asil Arayin Atzei Shita. It's to make the Arayin. So Farshim say, because that's the most important thing. That's the center of the Beis Hamikdash. The center of the Beis Hamikdash is what's the holiest place in the Beis Hamikdash? Kodesh Kedasha. What's in the Kodesh Kedasha? The Ark. What's in the Ark?
Bichis.
Tyra. It's funny, we don't always think of it. We don't even realize this. Think Kodesh Kedasha and to go in the Kodesh. Tyra's in it. I don't know how we normally learn. I'm saying obviously whatever it is, but it's all Tyra. That Kedusha is obviously Kedusha's a Tyra. That's the holiest place, is where the Tyra is there. So I'll speak about the Chashivas of learning Tyra. It's a beautiful Klei Yakar. Klei Yakar says that by the midos of the Aron are all in halves. The midos of the Aron are all in halves. It's 2.5 length, 1.5 width, and 1.5 komas, 1.5 height. And by the Shulchan, two of the measurements are full, and one of the measurements are half. It's like the Klei Yakar as follows. Klei Yakar says that when it comes to Tyra, a person has to always feel half. It means he always has to feel there's more and more, he has to want to grow more and more. He never should be satisfied. But when it comes to Kashmir, there's the opposite. We could look to say, oh, I have much more than all the other people, all the poor people. Person should look and be satisfied. Is Asher Samechachava. So what's the half? The half is that a person shouldn't fill his title. But in terms of being happy with the Gashmias, a person should be completely satisfied with Gashmias, whatever he has. And by Ruchnias, a person is only a half. A person has to have a tshuka to grow more and more and more. And Lamaisa, we have to realize the most chashuv thing we have, is Torah. We mamash don't think about it. You know, it says, the Chavetz Chaim, you know, Rabbi Kaplan spoke about this, I think last year. The Chavetz Chaim says in Taras Abayis, it says, Talmud Taras Keneged Kulam. Talmud Taras Keneged all the mitzvahs. Right? One of the mitzvahs is Atzalos Nefashos, saving someone's life. If a person has a choice of saving someone's life or learning, if someone else could do it, if it's a mitzvah, it's Efshai Dei Acher. If someone else could go ahead and save the person's life and you're not needed whatsoever, so he should go and he should sit and learn. Tyra is more chashiv, there's more schar for learning a word of Tyra than for saving someone's life. We can't accept this. People, no, who, I don't know anyone. I know very few people that live like this. You know, anytime there's somewhere else to go, any chesed, there's somewhere else to go. It's a very touchy area because we're supposed to run to do chesed. I don't mean chesed. People don't think they're doing it for chesed reasons. But any wedding, anything, any party, any bar, it's always fun to go. It's fun to go. I don't want to talk about. It's fun to go. Do we know what we're leaving behind? Torah to us is not as chashuv as anything else. If you knew a guy that saved thousands of lives. Imagine, you know a guy that saved thousands of lives. The person raised money and he saved thousands and thousands of people's lives. And there's another guy that sits in a corner in Kentucky and sits and learns all Yom HaValayla day and night. The person sitting in Kentucky learning Yom HaValayla has more star and is more chasher than the person who's saving thousands and thousands and thousands, millions of lives. Anyone who saves one person's life is to save all of Klal Yisrael. If you had a choice between saving the whole world, there's a bomb that's about to destroy the whole world, and you had a choice to go save it, but you can go send your friend to do it and you'll sit and learn. So sit and learn, let your friend do it. You sit and learn. Let your friend be on the front paper of the Times. Let your friend save the whole world. You sit and learn. No, I want this chus of saving the world. That's what people, right? Tyra is chus. Imagine we think about it this way. Imagine if we could save people's lives, right? Imagine how we'd run a whole young day and night saving people's lives. When we're walking on the street, we'd be thinking, how can I save this person's life? It's up to you. You are the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in saving people's lives. Yom HaValayla, you're thinking, how can I save this person's life? How can I save that person's life? Because you know you're accomplishing so much. You know how special it is. But the eights were so full, the way it's created is, I don't know why, I guess that's why, because the Yitzhara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we just have to go to the shelf, pull out a sefer, and sit down and read, and learn some Hebrew words. And we can't fathom the fact that this is the most chashuv thing in the world. We can't fathom it. The Torah does not get its proper chashivas. It does not. It just doesn't. As I talk about it, maybe it'll influence me. It doesn't get a proper chashivas. We sit and learn a few minutes, mesmenish. We're doing wondrous, wondrous things. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries on someone that could learn Torah and doesn't learn. It's so chavit HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning Torah. Why? I don't know. I don't know a lot of things. Why does who understands anything? But Chazal tell us, the same Chazal that tells us to save a person's life, tell us that Torah is more chashuv than saving someone's life. Not, obviously, if you have to save someone's life, you run and do it. We have to break, you know, to break barriers. A person has to value learning Torah. Every second a person learns is chashuv. You know, it's not, when it comes to money, people have goals and aspirations. And when it comes to money, people don't necessarily think, well, my friends don't have a million, so why should I go for it? Because the money is so important to them, that's important to them by itself. It's not, oh, well, I have more money than everyone else already, so I don't need any more, or I have enough money. Torah is not something we should be satisfied by. I learned two-starim, and most guys in my yeshiva, you know, most guys don't learn as much as me. There's no such thing. You want it because it's so chashuv, and there's no end. Our aspirations have to be very high. It says, v'shivtecha v'v'esecha, v'lechtecha v'adarech. There's a chiyuv upon us. I don't do it, but it's good for me to tell myself. Again, we spoke about speak out the truth, and that should give us chizuk to go for something. If we don't know what we're supposed to be going for, then we'll never get it. The shift that we set up lot of death, we're supposed to be learning Torah 24 hours a day, wherever we're awake. And it's not almost like a, it's not even a midas chasidus. It says in the pasuk, v'shivtacha v'isecha v'lechtacha v'aderech. Can you read while you're walking? So vice versa, you're supposed to be thinking, talking. You know, it's v'gisa v'yayman v'layla. Day and night, we're supposed to be learning. Day and night. Are we gonna wake up? Are we gonna be able to do it now? No. But people say to themselves, oh, no one learns during lunch, no one learns Matzah Shabbos, no one learns for afternoon. It's not true. Maybe in some places, maybe at some times, there are people out there learning day and night. Don't limit yourself to other people's minimized aspirations. I mean, I have a friend of mine, you know, Shifrakla. He would Friday morning, he'd wake up, he'd take a shower, put on a suit, come to Shiva for davening, and stay in the Shiva all day. Friends, Friday afternoon, Matzah Shabbos, lunch, breakfast, supper, all day. Am I saying you should do it now? No. Step by step. But a person just walks, a person limits his aspirations. It's very easy. I can give you the maximum, your maximum. The maximum asmada. I'm not talking about effort now. I'm talking about just asmada time. Your maximum, time is every second you're awake. That's maximum. All right? If you could do better than that, then let me know. And then if you don't know what to do after that, then I'm not holding anywhere near anything. But I just don't want, people shouldn't walk around saying, all right, you know, Matzah Shabbos, no one learns, so I don't learn, so what? If you do learn, you're filling yourself up with treasures, with gold, with tons of Olam Haba. You know, if a person would realize that when he's learning, he's saving people's lives, if a person realizes when he's learning, he's just packing away treasure houses of he's doing amazing things, a person would have an easier time learning and being a masmid. You know, it's easy for a person to go, it's people that go around doing chesed all day, or people that go, it's not, a person goes around saving people's lives all day, those people probably have easier putting in Yoyman Velayla into saving people's lives than learning. Because saving people's lives, we see, oh, that's a great thing. And learning Torah, because the Yetzer doesn't want us to become so great, it doesn't want us to you know, change the world. They don't want us to do such things, so they don't let us see how valuable Torah is. They don't let us see it. Imagine you're walking from Shiva to Farmington, and you could say to yourself, Kapitel Tehillim, Shilam Al Tzayinah Harim Yain Yavah Ezri. You could say some Kapitel Tehillim. I don't. Say some Kapitel Tehillim. Yeah, pretend you're walking down Farmington and there are people lying on the floor. And every person you pick up, you save them. You know, they can't get up. Yeah. You're picking up another person off the ground, you're saving another person's life, It sounds ridiculous what I'm saying, right? It sounds absolutely ridiculous. Like, how could you say something? When I'm walking from here to Farmington, I could be saving 1,000 people's lives? Yes, that's what Chazal tells us. I'm a Chazal person because, you know, we don't make up things. If you, right? We make Chazal tell to you, it's Chazal, the same Chazal that told you everything else you know. We're not used to hearing it all the time. It's so chashev. It's so chashev, our learning. Our learning is so chashev. I have to tell myself, my learning is so chashev. I don't come down to Seder, you're learning with your chavrusa. You're doing such amazing, beautiful things. I don't know how we could try to incorporate it into our blood. I'm doing great things. We only look at greatness as everything else. As everything else is greatness except for learning. And learning is the greatest thing. Chazal say tam tayra kenegi kula. And by the way, Chas v'Shalom, Bittul Torah is also kind of cool. Bittul Torah is the most chomer aveira. Bittul Torah is the most chomer aveira, Bittul Torah. No, I don't have to learn so much. I don't know what the eights is. Chazal says you have to learn. I don't know what the eights is for myself. Chazal tells me I have to learn. Anytime we leave Beis Medrash for anything, you know, we have to realize we're giving away Torah. We're giving away the most valuable mitzvah in the world. So would a person run away from saving people's lives to go to a vart? Well, no. Okay, but the Torah says you're supposed to go away from, you're supposed to leave the Torah and lose this precious schar and this precious mitzvah, because otherwise the rest of the mitzvahs are going to become batal. You'll sit in, you know, be special day, you won't do another mitzvah. Torah is amanas lasais, so you have to do it. But it has to be on condition you have to do it. This is my shita, and if I'm right, if I'm not sure whether I should go do something else or learn, unless I'm afraid like someone will get really insulted or someone's get really hurt, but I'm just not sure if it's a mitzvah that's daicha Torah, I figure misafik mistam I should lean with the Torah, because the Torah is the greater of the Torah is the greatest. The Torah is the greatest thing. You know, a few times I wasn't able to go to a chasna because of different reasons. And I at the time I had a shayla, a chakira. Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezakeh me in the schos of being able to stay and learn? And I had a good reason for it. The person wouldn't have any tainas. Or no, I lost the mitzvah. And I think, could be I'm wrong, I think it was a schos. Person's stuck, he can't go somewhere. His friends get to go on this trip and he's stuck. He's stuck. He's stuck in the mitzvah. He's stuck in the mitzvah. He's stuck learning Torah. He's stuck learning Torah. He's not stuck. It's the greatest thing you're getting. It's the greatest thing you're getting. It's the greatest star.